This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, how many of you guys are left-handed? Okay, I'm right-handed. I am, like, very dominant right. I am so dominant right that my left hand does absolutely nothing all day long. I never use my left hand. When I play Candy Crush, it's with this hand. If I text, I usually use this hand. I mean, I will type with both hands. I will. But my left hand, I just don't use. I've never wanted to use. My mom used to yell at me because my mom actually is left-handed. And I love my mom, but I, unfortunately, when I was growing up, had a bias towards left-handers because I'm like, okay, wait a second, my mom is different, okay? I don't like my mom. You know, as a kid, you don't like your parents sometimes. And I love my mom now, but I was like, she's left-handed. I don't want to be like my mom. And I never wanted to use my left hand. Now, I always wanted to be like my dad. I loved my dad like crazy as a kid. And I thought if I acted like my dad, I would become my dad. And so I would try to pee standing up. And which, by the way, just as a girl, can I say, wouldn't that be cool to pee standing up? I mean, honestly, I don't have envy, you know, like everybody says that, you know, women do. But I would really love to be able to pee standing up. It just seems so much more practical and time efficient. And I don't have the best knees, you know, from my skiing injuries and running injuries. So I would really like to not have to sit or squat to pee. I would just like to stand and pee. So anyway, I loved being right-handed, never used my left. And then you would hear reports that, well, if you're left-handed, you know, in the olden days, you used to get, you know, hung. You know, you'd be considered a witch and all that. I'm like, okay, good. You know, nobody's going to think I'm weird. But here's the thing. Okay, you're not weird. In fact, left-handed people have advantages. They say about 10% of the population's left-handed. So even though 90% of us are right-handed, 10% are left-handed. And honestly, if I was a company, I would do a hell of a better job getting better scissors and better computers and, you know, maybe text keyboards that left-handed people could use more than right. Left-handeders have been forced to live in a right-handed dominant society, and we basically violate a lot of our human rights rules when it comes to left-handeders, if you really think about it. You know, if you're not right-handed, sorry, you know, here are your crayons, here's your scissors, here's your paper, here's your desk. I remember trying to eat ice cream at Baskin-Robbins. They had those little baby desks. Those little baby things in Baskin-Robbins when I was growing up. And I remember my mom had to kind of sit a little different because it just didn't have the arm. It was just different. You know, desks were different, everything. And so people started to grow a bias towards left-handed people because left-handed people, I think, got a little snarky. I think they were like, well, screw you all. And I would, too. If I was left-handed and I had to not sit in a desk that worked for me or have a scissors that didn't work. Have you guys ever tried to cut with your left hand, you know, if you're right-handed? I can't even brush my hair. You see my hair? The reason why it looks like this is because my right hand is putting on makeup and I can't do anything with my left. So that's why my hair looks this way, okay? So anyway, left-handers, apparently there's a study now where they found that there are actually differences in brain structure in left-handed people. This was a University of Oxford study published in the journal Brain. There's a journal called Brain. A lot of us read the Inquirer, the Star. Some people read Brain. And so this Brain art journal has this study. It's great toilet reading, too. It really is. It's a fantastic science. And so they were able to identify which genetic variants separate the lefties from the righties. And, you know, people have always said, well, you know, left-handers have superior verbal skills. You know, maybe they do, but, you know, there are certain differences that left-handed people have. Like, you know, for example, they have a higher risk of breast cancer. I don't know if you knew this. But there was a study that came out back in 2007 in the British Journal of Cancer, and they found that left-handers had a higher risk of breast cancer than right-handers. And they found it more after menopause, so not the younger breast cancer, but the older breast cancer. Now, we don't know why, but again, when you hear that, you're like, well, I don't think there's anything environmentally left-handed people are doing than right, so obviously there's some genetic component. Left-handers, I think, do better in, boxing, right? Because everybody's always expecting the right-handed punch, you know? So if you're a, what's it called? A southpaw or a, southpaw? Yeah. So, you know, that could be really advantageous. So if you're left-handed, it could be pretty advantageous in sports. They say there's a risk to mental health issues like Parkinson's, schizophrenia. No, it's Parkinson's, schizophrenia. I apologize, schizophrenia. They say a study back in 2013 from Yale found that patients who were left-handed had a higher degree of schizophrenia, or schizophrenic patients had a higher degree of being lefties. And again, if the genes are connected, the genes are connected, you know, but if I grew up in a world that hated me, called me sinister, you know, there's actually, let me look it up. Left, we use S in medicine. You have, like, for the eyes, you have OD and OS, S for sinister, left. I mean, you were called evil from day one as a kid. There's actually a lot of different terms that we use for left. Hold on a second. Let me find this here. This is, like, really, really cool. I love history. I'm sorry. I love this. Oh, George VI was left-handed. He was forced to write with the right hand. Okay, so the English word left is derived from the Anglo-Saxon for weak. We use the expression as having two left feet to mean someone's clumsy. I was always told I had two left feet, and I never understood that, but I was a klutz. I was in ballet. I was, like, the worst ballerina. You guys should have seen me in ballet. It was horrible. And the tutu? Oh, my God. Yeah, you can't go commando in a tutu. Let me just say that. And then the French, gauche, left, means awkwardness, clumsiness, or lack of grace. And then the word sinister apparently comes from Latin for left, sin, sinistral. So, you know, left-handed people have been just berated the whole time. Well, if there's a genetic reason, and it actually puts them at higher skill for verbal, which is another thing the study found, that they have higher verbal skills, if I was a left-handed, I would actually take my left hand, and I would probably withdraw a few of the fingers to everybody else, right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Now, I don't know if you guys heard this headline. This really caught my eye. An American Airlines mechanic allegedly sabotaged a Florida plane with 150 passengers on board. Why? So he could get overtime. This is really scary. Abdul Majid Maruf Ahmed Alani is accused of sabotaging a plane in Florida. And he glued foam inside a tube that would disable navigation systems at an aircraft in Miami International. The veteran employee allegedly tampered with the plane to cause a delay or have the flight canceled in anticipation of obtaining overtime, the Miami Herald reported. And luckily, no injuries were injured on the flight set for Nassau, Bahamas on July 17 because an alert was triggered when the pilot powered up the plane's engines. Now, Alani was arrested and due to appear at Miami Federal Court on Friday. And he was charged with willfully damaging, destroying, or disabling an aircraft. Now, again, they're saying this isn't terrorism. They're saying this is, he had a beef and wanted to, I guess, collect overtime. So apparently the criminal complaint was launched after TSA federal air marshals have identified him. They reviewed video footage. I'm amazed that this got caught. And during the alleged seven-minute sabotage, the defendant is believed to have deliberately caused an obstruction with hard foam material. Three other American Airlines mechanics who were with him during the attack allegedly helped investigators identify Alani. Alani apparently walks with a limp. If an alarm wasn't sounded on the flight, there's still a chance everybody would have been okay because the pilot would have been forced to fly the plane manually. Now, they say the air data module that was affected will report aircraft speed, pitch, and other critical flight data. So it's crucial. But they say the reason why Alani did it was he was upset over difficulties during contract negotiations in a, quote, bloody battle between American Airlines and the 12,000 employee mechanics union. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, do not tick off airplane mechanics. Just don't do it, all right? I mean, whatever they want, give them. Okay? I mean, they got a lot of power. And we need them. So apparently, there were legal fights at the company's headquarters in Texas this summer. I had no idea. And so Abdul-Majid Maarouf Ahmed Alani is now going to appear in Miami federal court charged with this. Now, I'm still would like some more details on this. But whether they understand the motive or not, that's how vulnerable we are. I mean, we are really, really vulnerable to things happening. And, you know, my husband's a pilot, and I think he's a great pilot. He's, you know, flown I don't know how many miles. He's definitely put his, you know, miles in and his, you know, work in. He's been flying for a while. But, you know, I don't really fly with him, and I don't have the kids fly with him. And he's not insulted because I tell him it has nothing to do with his flying ability. It's just, I just don't trust the average, the average plane. Not so much the mechanic, but I just worry that something's going to go wrong with the plane. Now, a good pilot, you know, is trained on what to do if you lose an engine, how to coast, or how to, you know, to override certain, electronics. But you're still up in the air, and, you know, there's only so much you could do, and planes crash, and so I'm just still a little nervous. I'm not, you know, I fly, and I've, you know, flown myself. I took flight lessons myself, you know, but the reason why I didn't continue the flight lessons, there's two reasons why I didn't continue the flight lessons. One is my kids were really young. And when I was up there, I felt weird, like my babies are thousands of feet down there. Why am I away from my babies? And then the other thing is I had to pee. Every time I went up there, I had to pee. And I'm like, we got to land again. I got to pee. And so it just didn't work. And I wanted to. I'm like, I should be a pilot. I love, you know, my father was a pilot. I should be able to do that. But no, I had to pee. But here's my problem with this issue with this, you know, mechanic. All right. Again, you know, we have no idea if, you know, he was really, really upset with how he was getting paid or whatever. But a disgruntled employee can be one of the most dangerous things, not only to a company, but to others. You know, like that shooter in Odessa that happened this last weekend. It didn't get as much coverage, you know, because of everything going on with Dorian. But one thing that came out was he was recently fired. And then he went on a shooting rampage. And so disgruntled, embarrassed, shunned, rejected people get angry. Now, the one thing that I found, I've been an employer, I've been a manager, I've been an employee. The one thing I have no problem admitting is when I was an employee, I found it very easy to start getting, I don't want to use the word spoiled, because that kind of implies that employees and I was wrong in how we felt. But I started to change my frame of reference of, well, no, I could wait on the clock, or, you know, they make enough money, or, you know, I, like, for example, you know, you could clock out right at the clock time, or if you clock out at 7 minutes after, then you get the next 15 minutes, right? And so you would see everybody sitting around the clock going, guys, we need to clock out. They're going, no, 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 wait till after 7 minutes. And then everybody would clock out, and then you get that extra 15. Now, I mean, that's not fair. That's not, but there was a line. I couldn't get to the clock out thing, so I'm waiting for everybody else to clock out, and then I clocked out at the 7 minute mark too, right? That's what, you know. I mean, didn't make sense for you to, you know, take cuts in line. And the attitude was, well, the company makes enough money. Well, it was really easy to fall into that. Then when you're an employer, you're like, okay, look, guys, you know, it costs a lot of money, you know, and so if you're supposed to clock out, all right, don't sit there on the phone and, you know, and play video games or whatever. Can you clock out and be off the clock? And so if I said that to an employee, I could see that that would probably tick them off. So I didn't. And I'm like, all right, guys, I'm wrapping up. Let's go. You know, and I, you know, because I didn't want people getting overtime when we really weren't working and we were close. Why were we, you know, let's leave. Why are you still on the clock? Clock out. And so it's very easy when you're in a corporation to kind of, you know, dislike the boss. You're around other disgruntled employees. You kind of can very easily fuel a fire that wouldn't necessarily have been there originally. You have a good job. You're getting a good wage. You're getting great hours. You're not being abused. You're not being harassed. You would think people would be happy, but that's not it. The average employee doesn't like their boss or doesn't like their working conditions. And I've been in the same boat. I'm like, this place is ridiculous. I've been in the same boat. And so I could see how people will turn their thinking. Now, usually if you're a disgruntled employee, you're like, oh, wait, the place stinks. I can't wait to leave. Whatever. Okay, and then you leave. Or you don't leave. And you just come to work and you complain. It takes a very, very sick individual to actually take that step and start to do bad things. But I've seen people cheat on the clock. I've seen people cheat on customer receipts. I told you I saw somebody change the tip, you know, to a higher tip. You know, when, you know, somebody, I told you guys, whenever you guys tip a waiter and you're writing it in, put the dollar sign right next to the amount so nobody could stick a one in front of it, you know, things like that. So there's a lot of, you know, so I've seen, you know, little things like that happen. When it comes to playing, I mean, that's someone's life. And so if somebody is that disgruntled with their pay and with their health benefits to go after innocent victims that are on a plane, well, that just opens our eyes to we got some real sick individuals out there. And I know this particular person, it's alleged, you know, but I, you know, disgruntled workers are far more common than we think. And so when we look at mental illness and we try to predict the next bad thing that's going to happen, somebody downing a plane, that's pretty serious. And thank God we have checks and balances. But, you know, if I was an employer, I would make sure that if anybody had any ability to, you know, hurt others, there's somebody watching that post so that, you know, in case they're disgruntled and go rogue. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper is telling residents to get to higher ground as Hurricane Dorian moves past.
The danger right now is the rising storm surge of 4 to 7 feet and flash floods as a hurricane churns along the coast.
The Labor Department says 130,000 jobs were added in August. That's down from a July total of 159,000, which is short of what economists had predicted. Regarding the job numbers, Director of the National Economic Council under President Trump, Larry Kudlow, joins Fox Business and says,
I think underneath the hood, these job numbers were very powerful. We've seen a little softness in production, durable goods, and cap spending. Some sort. That happens. Along a cycle, you know, you go up and down.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so
funny. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've been talking about the vaping illnesses. So far we've had two possible deaths due to vaping, and the CDC is investigating over 215 cases. New York has seen 34 cases of severe pulmonary illness in patients aged 15 to 46, so a younger crowd, and all of the patients use at least one cannabis-containing device before becoming ill. But others reported that it was other vaping products. Well, now they think they know what could be the component irritating the lungs, and it's vitamin E acetate. They say vitamin E acetate and marijuana vaping devices are possibly linked to these deadly lung diseases. Now, of course, they're still investigating. But New York State Department of Health officials said tests showed very high levels of vitamin E acetate in nearly all of the cannabis-containing samples. At least one vitamin E acetate-containing vape product has been linked to each patient who submitted a product for testing. Now, 13 samples were collected from 8 of the patients. They say these samples have been tested for a range of substances, looking at THC, other cannabis-derived cannabinoids, nicotine, synthetic cannabinoids, opioids, and pesticides. The products tested include a variety of labels and packaging. Many are suspected to be counterfeits of recreational cannabis-containing vape products available in other states. Now, the compound was not found in nicotine-containing devices, adding the affected products are not a part of New York's medical marijuana program. Before I talk about vitamin E acetate, do you see how we have to kind of be careful here? Remember, was it Michigan that decided to ban flavored e-cigs, and San Francisco is banning the sales of all e-cigs? And when the news first broke that we might have deaths linked to vaping, there was this huge witch hunt against Juul and other e-cig companies. But Juul is like, okay, everybody kind of slow your roll. We're really saddened to hear that people died, but we're not going to, you know, basically take responsibility yet. Do we even know why they died and what the hell? So if it turns out it's because people were sticking cannabis in there or using, you know, things and that really weren't sold by the actual company themselves, we really need to kind of be careful doing a witch hunt. And we always do that. We always overreact. It's because, well, that's what people demand. Like, oh, well, our politicians, you know, aren't getting off their butts. So the politicians are like, fine, let's just ban everything. We'll just ban it. I mean, look at what happened with the measles outbreak. All right? They're like, all right, anybody who's unvaccinated, we're just going to ban you from public transportation. So people who are vaccinated are going, all right, well, this is all about the unvaccinated people, so we're good. No, they weren't good. People who were vaccinated ended up getting measles also. So we need to be really, really careful about overreacting and the messages we send. But nothing's going to change. So what is vitamin E acetate? Well, it's called tocopherol acetate. And it, according to Wikipedia, is a common vitamin supplement. And it's the ester of acetic acid and tocopherol. So basically, it's kind of like a combo. It's used in skin creams. Now, it's not oxidized, but it can penetrate the skin to living cells, and then it can be converted to free tocopherol, or free vitamin E. This is why it's used in skin creams, because vitamin E is supposed to be very helpful for the skin and collagen. So claims have been made that it's a beneficial antioxidant. Now, tocopherol acetate is used as an alternative to tocopherol because it's less acidic and has a longer shelf life. They say it is believed that the acetate is slowly hydrolyzed after it's absorbed to the skin, regenerating vitamin E, and then allowing you to have some protection against the sun's UV rays. That's what they claim. Because if vitamin E is an antioxidant, it will then hopefully prevent damage from the UV rays. Now, some people say it may help with wound healing, reduce scar tissue, but we don't have enough evidence for that. Now, are there side effects? Well, they say it could cause an allergy. It could cause dermatitis. Again, I don't think we have a lot of information of what it does in the lungs. Now, vitamin E right now ends up now being the key focus. So we're probably going to get more information as we go. And according to the CDC, Courtney Leonard, she says it is premature to say any one of these is the cause of the pulmonary disease associated with e-cig use. But because of 13 samples finding, you know, having this, it's obviously now one of their key focuses. So they're looking for any potential lead. But they say no one substance, including vitamin E acetate, has been identified in all of the samples. Importantly, they say identifying any compounds that are present in the samples will be one piece of the puzzle, but will not necessarily answer questions about causality. So the results of the analysis will be shared with the respective states to aid in their investigations and will help further inform federal response. So, you know, whether it's a healthy substance like vitamin E or a non-healthy substance, you know, like some cannabis THC substances, you know, we have people putting things into their lungs that they shouldn't. You know, I mean, when, you know, people ask me about medical marijuana, I tell them I almost prefer they eat it. I mean, of course, it has to be baked and it has to be heated in order to release the THC, but, you know, I'd rather they eat it than breathe it. I really don't want anything messing with the lungs. And a lot of people think that you can now vape vitamins. But the problem is if vitamin E acetate, right, turns into vitamin E, which could be oily, that could affect the lungs because the lungs aren't able to handle that. And so we really don't know much about vitamin E toxicity in the lungs because we're really not supposed to put vitamin E in the lungs. What the hell? So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, as you know, was in a pretty bad accident. And apparently he was driving on Mulholland, I believe it was Mulholland Highway near Calabasas. I've been on that highway many times. And from what we understand, he went through a fence and sustained 3 spinal fractures, 2 in the thoracic middle back, 1 in the lower back. He's 40 years old. We're told he's right now on heavy pain medication. I don't blame him. I mean, this has got to be really painful. And is feeling an immense amount of discomfort. Now, he plans on moving to a rehab facility early next week, possibly over the weekend. And the healing process could last months. Usually a spinal fracture could take about 8 to 10 weeks, unless they have to do surgery and have to add rods. I mean, it could definitely be longer. So Hart was injured Sunday night when his 1970 Plymouth Barracuda crashed through a fence on the Mulholland Highway in the Malibu area, Calabasas. And he was a passenger, and his friend Jared Black was driving. Jared also suffered serious back injuries. But they say the car was equipped with those old-school lap belts. You really didn't have the modern safety harnesses, and I don't know if there were those airbags. So he did undergo surgery to repair his spine. He had to have his fractures fused, so my guess is they did have to use rods. And they said that the procedure was successful, and he was walking around. Unfortunately, you know, you are at risk for paralysis. And so, you know, thank God he and his friend didn't get hurt. I was on KBC this morning with John Phillips and Jillian Barbary talking about this. They said that there was a report that the security removed him from his vehicle and then took him back home and then called 911. So they said that the incident had happened 20 minutes. A concerned friend of Hart told 911 dispatchers that the comedian was unable to move and incoherent after his crash. She claimed the incident had taken place 20 minutes before she made the call. So Hart was, I guess, taken out of the car by security and then taken away in a black Escalade. And so the personal trainer was there in the car. But, you know, you got to be really, really careful moving somebody from their car, especially if they're injured because you could damage the spine. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Morning Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, before we talk about Sharpie Gate, which I think is absolutely ridiculous, we got to talk about Joe Biden and his eye turning bloody. That made headlines, and people were freaking out about that. And everybody just needs to calm down. I got to tell you, right and left, it's ridiculous. So apparently, the former Vice President, Joe Biden, was in a town hall. It was a town hall on climate change. And as he was speaking, one of his eyes turned blood red, his left eye. And so people freaked out. And they were like, oh, my gosh, he's not healthy. He has a bleeding disorder. Well, basically, he had a subconjunctival hemorrhage. Now, I'll tell you where I get concerned. But a subconjunctival hemorrhage, where you have a blood vessel that breaks in the white part of the eye, is usually harmless, okay? So I actually had two of them when I was younger. I was in a fight with my brother, and both my eyes, he didn't hit me, but I guess I was so mad, and I don't know if I rubbed my eye or what, but I had, I got so mad at him that I had blood vessels pop in my eyes. It was crazy. But anyway, the condition, a subconjunctival hemorrhage, basically what happens is you have a conjunctiva, and a conjunctiva is this vascular membrane that lines the eye and the lids. So you have the palpebral conjunctiva, and then you have the bulbar conjunctiva. And so when you look bloodshot, or if you, let's say, you know, bust an eye vessel, the white of the eye will get dark, beefy red. So over the eyeball, it's the bulbar conjunctiva. If we're looking for anemia and we pull your lids down to look to see if you're pale in your eyelids, that's the palpebral conjunctiva. And so if we think you're anemic, you'll look pale there. And that's why we say pale conjunctiva, because we can't tell you're pale over the white of the eye because it's white. But when we look at the lid, if it looks not nice and dark pink, but kind of a light baby pink, we think you might be anemic. So we actually use that to determine, you know, certain pathology. So if a blood vessel breaks, it could happen because you rubbed your eye too much. It could be because you coughed or sneezed or, you know, tried to poop. So, you know, it could happen. But the blood basically takes about a week to resolve. That's what happened in my case. It took at least a week. And it'll go from red to kind of yellowish as the hemosiderin and all that, you know, gets wiped out. You know, crying and drops don't necessarily help. You know, I remember trying to make myself tear to clear it up because it looked really bad. I mean, it looked scary. I remember my mom was freaked out, you know, but she didn't show it. She just called the doctor, and the doctor's like, oh, it's okay. She's like, it looks like her eyes are bleeding. But I could see out of them, I was fine. So, you know, it's fine. Joe Biden's going to be fine. The only thing is when I see somebody have this happen to them and they're older, I check two things. One is I check their blood pressure because I want to make sure that their blood pressure isn't in stroke range. Because if your blood pressure spikes, that could be why you busted a vessel. The other thing I have to think about is if you're busting a blood vessel in your eye, are you busting a blood vessel in other areas? So do you have a clotting disorder? Do you have a bleeding disorder? So whenever somebody would come into my office, I'd be like, you know what, your eyes are going to be fine. We don't have to get an eye doctor. I wouldn't panic yet, but I don't think it'll be a bad idea to check your blood pressure, do a quick blood test, and make sure that you don't have any bleeds in the back of the eye or other areas. Now, you don't do a lot of testing. Usually we let you go, but, you know, it could be significant. So, you know, with Joe Biden, of course, everybody's, I think he's 74. I need to double check his age. Hold on a second. So, you know, he still looks, you know, very spry and, you know, he's handsome and, you know, I think he's still the top contender. I think he's still leading the polls, for the Democratic side. He's 76 years old. You know, but people are concerned that he would be the oldest person running for president. Because, I believe Ronald Reagan, when he ran, was 69. Hold on. Ron Reagan age at election. Hold on a second. I had to look at that. Yeah, he was 73 at his second term. And so he started at age 69. So, you know, people are thinking, you know, when is a president too old? I mean, Joe looks as young and vibrant as he is. I mean, now that people are living longer, you know, I'm not so much worried about that. I know, you know, people have issues with Donald Trump. He's 73. And boy, do people give Donald Trump crap. You guys heard about this Sharpie gate? Okay, I don't really know what the hell is going on, but I guess early on, Hurricane Dorian had paths. And these paths showed it going due west and going over Florida into Alabama. And he had, in a tweet, I guess, had talked about how Dorian could affect Alabama. Now, people went crazy. And when they were looking at a map, it looked like a part of the forecast that extended to Alabama was written in a Sharpie. So that's why we have Sharpie Gate now. So stupid. We have people dying in Barbados. We have so much stuff going on, and people talk about this stupid thing. So the president fired off a bunch of tweets showing maps from last week's projected hurricane path, going, you see, all right, you know, okay, fake news. But, yes, the current maps do not show Alabama being affected. And so people want to make Donald Trump, right, seem like he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I honestly, you know, he isn't the most eloquent, okay? But people, who gives a crap? Who gives a crap? Now, they say that Donald Trump doctored a map, that he actually took a Sharpie to doctor a map up. And honestly, who gives a damn? All right, but that's kind of what's going on there. Now, this is what's definitely is piquing my interest. They say Japan is warning that it could dump radioactive water from Fukushima into the Pacific Ocean. Not on purpose, but there are issues that they're having in terms of storage. Now, as you remember, Fukushima was decimated by a 2011 earthquake and tsunami. It was the most catastrophic nuclear disaster since Chernobyl in 86. Now, diplomats from 22 countries and regions attended a briefing at the Foreign Ministry, where Japanese officials stressed the importance of combating rumors about the safety of the plant. Now, the plant's operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, said last month that it would run out of storage space for the water by 2022. So that prompted South Korea to raise safety questions amid tensions with Japan. They say water must be continuously pumped into the four melted reactors at the plant so that the fuel inside could be kept cool. Radioactive water has leaked from the reactors and mixed with groundwater and rainwater since the disaster. And they say the plant has accumulated more than 1 million tons of water in nearly 1,000 tanks. So the water has been treated, but it still has radioactive elements. One such element is tritium, which is a relative of radiation-emitting hydrogen. And they say they can't separate it. So this tritium shouldn't be harmful in low doses, but again, it's still sparking concern. Now, as you know, we're having the Olympics in 2020. And so, running out of room in a plant is kind of scary. And as you know, rumors could go crazy. Look at what happened with Rio and Zika, although Zika, I think, was a real scare. So, whenever the Olympics happens, unfortunately, media will go crazy with this. So it's been 8 years after the incident. Japan still has yet to decide what to do with the radioactive water because nobody's volunteering to take it for them. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.